Masechet Gittin daf Yud Chet, right at the bottom of Yud Zayin with Bet. So go to Kasher Gross, last line of the daf. Amar Le Ravina Rava. Right. So we're discussing over here. Remember we had questions that our buyer asked Rav Yosef, other questions of Ma Anule or Ma Hile Chachamim B'Takanatam. What was the whole shtick about putting a date to it? We see that anyhow, Midraban me Bedieved. If there wasn't a date, the woman gets married and the bais that get any of the children of Mamzerim. And Rav Yosef said, bottom line is that you know it does help prevent stuff. And he said, okay, what about the idea if we have just a day or a month or a week or a year or the Shemitah year? He said, at least we've got some sort of cutoff. And that's the best we can ask for, because even if we got the date of the day that it was signed. Then the get was signed in the morning or in the late afternoon. And all we know is that was the day. So we know what happened the day before, and we know what happens the day after. That was the conclusion we came to. So Amar Ravina Rava, Ravina said to Rava like this, Katvei ve'otvei bekiste. What about a person who writes a get, and he sticks it in his pocket? What do you mean he sticks it in his pocket? Right, to him a feiser tifayes. Because maybe, you know, I suppose that his wife might calm down, she got aggravated and he's going to divorce her. The girl seems to be talking about the wife calming down. The imifaisa, right? Says, behedya, imifaisa behedya, or mifaisa behade, bektatoche benahem. They were arguing between each other, and now she demanded a divorce and he didn't want to be with her, etc. He writes the get, but he keeps it in his pocket because he thinks, well, maybe she'll calm down or he'll calm down. In the case, they're not going to get it. But then, right, let's look at Rashi over here. De'im efaisei b'hadeh b'knot j'benehem, tifayes v'lo yegrash, and he won't divorce her, v'lo efaisei v'gash. If he doesn't mefaisei, if he isn't able to calm her down and console her, placate her, he will divorce her. U'michimata git liyada, who would egrash? And basically we're saying like what? That we saw already yesterday, right? The Rabbanan. And when is the divorce take place? From the moment the get arrives in her hands. And we don't really care about the date, maybe. So what would be the situation then? Because what's going to be, if he writes the get today, he doesn't divorce her for a couple of, that takes 2 weeks, this whole story. Meantime, the get's sitting in his pocket, and it doesn't work out, and he gives her the get, so the get's 2 weeks old. So it's a get mukdam, right? This is my, so my lay. Right, so this is, Rava says to Ravina, my lay, lo maktim inish puranut l'nafshe. We don't worry about these sorts of things, because people don't do this. People don't, they don't makdim puranut. Again, look, Rashi points out of here. Interesting. Rashi says, lo makdim, lo regile li mavid hachi. People aren't usually behaving in this sort of manner. La nuche bekiste, to leave a get in their pocket. Techiva de lo niche le begerish. Even he's not happy to get divorced. Don't you hear? Even he's not happy to get divorced. Puranut, look, it's called puranut. This is a puranut, right? But lo makdim, that people don't bring bad things upon themselves, and therefore he sort of fobbed him off. So Amar Rabin Ravashi. So Ravina now is busy, right? That was Ravina asked Rava. Now Ravina asked Rav Ashi Akash. It's like, it's getting up imi minatayam. If a get comes from overseas, then we say minatayam means anywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael, right? Demichtevei benisan velo matu atisha. So now this is sort of the same kasha that our buyer was asking Rava earlier. He says, the get was written in Tishrei, sent from overseas with the shaliach. The bottom took a few months to get there, and it only arrived in Nisan, so it took 6 months. It took 6 months. Nisan arrived in Tishrei. So again, in Mahoilu Chachamim B'Takanatam, what was the big deal? Well, these takanot of dates, etc. And it should be a get after the ktiva, after the chatima. We don't want to get mukhar, get muktam. So what's the story? Look at Rashi. Whether we speak like Rabbi Yochanan or Rish Lakish. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said because of Znut, because he was worried about his niece who was his wife. Or Rish Lakish said because of Peirot for Trafa. So, not going to help us because, we've got a whole 6 months in the middle. So, what's the story? And the debt gets a kosher get. And we know that it takes time for shlichim, so we can't say anything about it. So, Amar lei henu kale itlehu. So, don't worry about that. So, the get like this, once it's left the port, once it's been sent, from where it's been sent, it's kale itlehu. It's publicized. It's known about it. People know about it. And therefore, no one's going to come and start using this get. Look at Rashi. Anybody who uses this get, they have to bring proof when they get right. They're not coming from overseas. Women here sit in, I don't know, in Rehovot, or not in Rehovot, anywhere else, right? And she uses, brings the get. So they're going to have to say, look, the get, we know your husband's sitting in Panama. So when did the get arrive here? Is she going to bring aid in? So everyone's going to know that her husband's in Panama. It's not going to make a difference what date it's on. When they get a rabbi yet? A kid, but where is the machlok of rabbi? Ma'amat time morning the get. So on basis of that, the Gemara says, when do we start counting? In other words, when does a get take? When do we use a get? Look, Rashi, yeah? Well, what's it for? It says, Gimel Shlosha Chodeshim She'isha Tzricha Lamtin. Woman gets divorced, can't marry somebody else for 3 months. Okay, we have to know because we've got to wait to see the baby with, if she was pregnant, if she wasn't pregnant, the baby is the new husband, the old husband's. So from the time that, when do we use, do we start counting 3 months? So Rav Amar, Rav says, Mishach Netina. Rav says, from the time that she got the get. Ushwur Amar Mishach Ketiba. The time that she got that the get was written, right? It seems a bit outrageous here. So Matki Vla Rav Natan Bar Hoshea Le Shmuel. So Rav Hoshea has his kasha to Shmuel about the ktiva. This is basically a kasha on Shmuel, who says that that from the time of writing, he says Yomru Shtei Nashim Mechatzir Achat Tzu Asher Vazumuteret. What are you going to tell me? From the time that he wrote the get, right? There are two women. He's got two. He married two women. Look at Rashi. Shlashim bechatzir achat. Shladam echad shepiresh layam. One guy went overseas, and now what did he do? Went overseas. They left the get for his wife, so she wouldn't be either an aguna, or she wouldn't have to do yibum. Remember, that's the reason why he leave a get, right? Umasar shnei gitin neshtei nasha bobiyo. On the same day, he gave two women the same get. A get. Elas shezek karam leze k'tivato chodesh. ולשמואל זאת ינצא לסוף שני חודשים וזאת ינצא לסוף שלושה חודשים. So when the one get was written a month ago, the other get was written today. And now he gives both his wives a get. He gets on a boat and he goes off. He doesn't ever come home. So what, the one woman had, after 2 months she could already get divorced and she could get remarried because the get's a month old, right? By the time she got it was already a month old. So if we go off to the Ketiva, like Shmuel, so we go off to the Ketiva, so it was written a month ago. And now he's gone for 2 months. So you're going to say, this woman can go get married because it's 3 months left to the get. The other woman, the other wife in the same house, his second wife, whose get was written this morning, she has to wait another month afterwards. Look at Rashi. Yitamu ben Adam, you're going to be confused over here. Sha'ush nit karesh pa yomecha. They got divorced on the same day, basically. And she can get married a month before the other one. So what are you talking about? She says, stay in Hashim v'chachel. Zuhashu v'zum teretz. Amar le abaya. So this was Rav Natan asked this kashya on Shmuel. So Abai says to him, Zo zman gita mochiach alei, Zo zman gita mochiach alei. He says, I don't know what's your problem. The one where people are asking questions, I'll say, look at the date of the get. I mean, look at the date of the get, and it's a month apart, and that's why. He doesn't seem to be too concerned about it. The Gemara is a brighter to support Rav, and a brighter to support Shmuel. So we see now that no one seems to be concerned about either of these options. The brighter supports Rav. We spoke about the Natil, the day you give it. Tell you about the Rav, Ashleach get Leishdo, person sends a get to his wife, and Yishtaha, Shleach, and they took the husband, the Shaliach, 3 months to get there. Right, so what does Rav say, remember? Rav said that from the Shark Natina, from the time he gives it to her, took her 3 months. We should get the other, Chichinam, to give us Choshim. And Rav says, make it, you know, it took him 3 months to get there. So it's clear the get was written 3 months ago, 6 months ago, I mean, because it took him 3 months to get there. Still got to wait another three months, wait 6 months. But a get yashan and choshashin. And we don't worry about it being a get yashan. Why? Sharei lo nitachedima. Because one thing's for certain, but a get and choshashin, we don't say it's a bad date to get, because, and what's the problem with the get, with the wrong date? They'll be concerned that maybe if the get is given today, but it's got a date. There's a difference between a get muktam and a get yashan. Right? A get muktam is the date was preceded the time that she got it, and a get yashan, the date was after the time that she got it. So here already was, we're out, so we said, well, I'm worried about a get yashan here either, because bottom line is the guy was overseas. So there's no reason they could be together, because the get was sent from chutzlars. So we're all worried about the husband and the wife being together. Now, Tanya Kivatah to Shmuel, we've got a brighter that supports Shmuel. Right? And Shmuel said from the time of the Ketiba, says, Hamashlish get leishto. Rashi says, Masara get le shalish. You gave a get to a third party. That a gal shebol esof shgimu chodashim vuhu alach le darko. He said to him, yeah, he has a get. In 3 months' time, God give this to his wife and divorce her with it. Right? Neishto v'amar lo, al titneu lo, el lachar gimu chodashim. He said to her, wait 3 months. But it's written today, right? Wait 3 months. So the bride says, mishenatnu la muteret ninaseh miyad. From the moment that she gets the get in her hand, she can get divorced immediately. Why? When was the get written? 3 months ago. And what does Shmuel say? The title of the Ketiba. And what's the get? With a get yashan and choshashin. We aren't worried about dates of here at all, because at the end of the day, they weren't together. Okay, so we've seen that we've got a machloket Rav and Shmuel, and we've got a bride to support each one of them. We had one kasha on Shmuel, and Rav and Abaye defended it. And we haven't really got an opinion of it. Now, normally, Rav and Shmuel, when it comes to Isurin, Alochadak Rav, and Mamonot, Alochadak Shmuel, we've already seen that in previous machloket, we've seen we pasken like Shmuel with regards to Gittin. So I'm not sure if anybody's got a good word to send to Alochas there. I'm not sure what the Alocha would be over here. But, no. Rav Kana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avdei Mishar Kativa. The Gemara says it was machloket even amongst Amorai. Because Rav Kana, Rav Papi, and Rav Ashi, they did like Shmuel, which was Kativa. And Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Parade Rav Yeshua, right? Avdei Mishar Natina, like Rav. And the Gemara here, Paschas Alocha, by the way, I should remember that. Behilchete Mishar Kativa, like Shmuel. Alochad Shmuel, which we've seen now, it's the second time the Gemara is passing Alochad Shmuel in Gittin. So it seems like, I mean, Ketubot also had a case like that, with that Shmuel seems to be the expert. When it comes to women, Shmuel seems to be the expert. Shmuel seems to be the expert, not in business, right? Shmuel's in Mamonot, but I don't even forget is Mamonot. Ketubot could be Mamonot, but I'm not sure it gets Mamonot. Because a get, as a rule, we've set up until now, is not really a shtar le govina. It's not a document that you can actually use to claim money with. The only time we saw it was in the last few daf, was the case of litrofet apeirot, which was Reish Lakish's reason of why you couldn't ever get muktam, because litrofet apeirot. But you know, it's interesting. We'll see in a moment, but I'm not sure why. Anyway, another machloket now between Rav and Shmuel.
The second she gets the get, she's entitled to a dowry.
Clive, you hung up on this connection. Now you can't get it out of your system. There's no connection between tuba and get. Forget about it now, okay? And you're going to see in a moment, and actually, one second, I don't want to spend too much time with you, but you're going to see in a moment that actually a woman might not want to go and claim her get such in such a hurry, her ketubah in such a hurry. And this I should have thought it was about the last time we'll see in today's stuff, and that is, or tomorrow's stuff, and that is that a woman who doesn't claim her ketubah, as long as she doesn't claim it, she can live in her, if her husband died, particularly, let's say that he died, she can live in his house, and the family have to feed her and support her, so long as she doesn't marry somebody else. So therefore, it might not always be in her interest to go and claim her ketubah. And we'll see even another bigger chiddush, and that is that the moment, even if she claims a part of her ketubah, then maybe that ketubah becomes like any other agreement of debt or a loan document, and it might expire in the Shemitah year. So she might not want to rush to claim, unless she's claiming a whole ketubah. She might not want to claim a whole ketubah. Let's carry on with the words. This is the sugya coming up right now. Me'ema ta'i ketubah meshametet. A ketubah leshamet mean? So Shemitah is meshamet chovot. Shemitah does two things. Right, so first we can't work the land, and there's shmitat, there's law you can goss, right? The issue that you aren't, anything that's negisa, any loan that to be repaid, right? It's actually not any loan, it's much more complicated than that, but a loan that's available for being due, and you can go and claim it from the person, that loan expires if you don't claim it during shmitat. That's what we write a prusbul, correct? So it's the amamatai ktuba mishametet. So another machloket we're bringing this earlier because another machloket in Rav and Shmuel. So we're saying when is a shmitah? When does a ketubah expire with shmitah years? So Rav Amar Mishe Tivgom Vetiskov. Rav says in order for a ketubah to enter into the normal realm of a document of loan, it has to be two things have to take place. Look at Rashi Mishe Tivgom. What do you mean Tivgom? That you've like damaged it a bit. She Tifra Ketzat. You already started claiming a bit of money on the ketubah. Why is that, says Rashi? The Galei Data, you've now showed the whole world what your intentions are. The Omeret Ligos Velipara, that you're going to go and start claiming against us. And now you enter into the world of Lo Yigos. And once the world of Lo Yigos, it becomes a loan, like any other loan. Shemitah will lock it out. Right? Vetiskov, what do you mean Vetiskov? Tiskov, look at Rashi. Tiskov, alava botar bemilve. You go now to Beit Din with that doctor. Listen, I had a ketubah which was worth $1 million. I've claimed 100,000. You go to Beit Din with that document and they authenticate or attest to the fact that document now, 100 has been used up and it's worth now 900,000. Rashi, Sorry, right? So it says, Alav Amotah B'Milveh. The Nafkana Mishum Ketubah has now left the realms of Ketubah, which is a Maaseh Beitin. Ketubah is a Maaseh Beitin, and Maaseh Beitin hasn't got, isn't it? That's the whole idea of Prusbul. You actually hand the loans over to Beitin, right? It becomes a Maaseh Beitin. So a Ketubah is like a Maaseh Beitin. As soon as you start claiming on that Ketubah, it loses its status of Maaseh Beitin and becomes like another loan document. So once you go and attest, get this authenticated in court, right, you do skifa. But milveh, that becomes like any other loan, says Rav, it's no longer a ketubah, which is protected by Shemitah, and now the Shemitah will knock it out. Shmuel says, pgama. Afa bishalo zikfa, zikfa bishalo pigma. And Shmuel says, any one of them, either you had it authenticated in Beitin, or you drew money down. You don't need both. That's machlok Rav, that's why having bring it up. Yeah, another machlok Rav Shmuel. We're bringing the same story again. Tanik Eva Tad Rav, Tanik Eva Shmuel. We've got pride to support them both. Tanik Eva Rav, the one supports Rav, which is you need both. Me Avata Ketubah Mishametet. When does the Ketubah become knocked out? Mishet Tivgo Metiskov. Right, you have to do both. Pagma Velo Zakva Zakva Velo Pagma. Adam Mishametet Achet Tivgo Metiskov. That's Shmuel's, that's the bride that supports Rav. You need both actions. Tanik Eva Shmuel, bride to support Shmuel. Ones. A document of ones. What's ones? A debt of ones. So if a person rapes somebody else, Tabatula, if you rape a virgin, you've got to pay for 50 kesef. Or a knas. Look at Rashi. The Motzi Shev, if you spoke badly about somebody, there's a knas. You've got to go pay tin and give you a knas. You've got to pay that money. Or pitui, if you seduce a woman. Right? Or a ketubat isha shezakfan b'milve meshamtin. So you see, the writer says it, all that ketubah has to do is nizdakef. You don't have to have both Pagama and that. He says, Misha Tamad al Badin. So that's the bottom line. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Kubika Masi Baitin Damya. Ma Masi Baitin. Nichtavim Bayom, Nichtavim Balayla. Aftubit, Nichtavim Bayom, Nichtavim Balayla. So the Gemara just means we saw that, we already saw yesterday before, that we saw that a ketubah can be written at night and signed at night, or written at night and signed the following day. As long as it was written and signed on the same day. It couldn't be written in the day and signed at night because it's two different days. So what the chiddush was, that it could be done at night. And Shmuel says over here as well, in a new subject now in Shmuel, Shmuel says that it's a Maaseh Beitin, so it can be written in the day and signed at night. Right, so that's a little bit different than we learned in the Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said that it can be written in the day and signed at night. Look at Rashi. So Shmuel says an amazing thing. He says, why can a ketubah be written in the day and signed at night? What's the meaning in Canada, by the way? In the meaning in Canada, do you sign the ketubah before the chuppah or at the chuppah?
Yeah,
in under the chuppah, you sign the ketubah, or is it like at the chatan's table?
No, the
chatan's table. That's before the ketubah. Like yeah. We also the meaning is that in Israel here, a lot of places where they have a minag, they actually bring the ketubah filled out before, but under the chuppah, before the husband gives it, the rav pulls out a pen and they put it on the back of somebody, and they bring the eidim, they sign the eidim sign on the ketubah.
No, so
it's signed mamash at the chuppah. That's exactly what Shmuel says here. So Shmuel says, listen. We know the Mishnah said that you can't sign in the right in the day and sign at night. But the wedding, the chuppah is at night often. And you're going to sign under the chuppah. So therefore, the ketubah, you can sign, write it in the day and sign it at night. So that's what we're holding now with a bit of a steer to our Mishnah. So now, everyone in my sake, ketubah had Rabbi Chiya bar Rav, Rabbi Chiya bar Rav, Rav's son, his chuppah, his ketubah, ichtu b'yom achtim b'layla. And have a Rav Hatam v'lo amalu v'lo midi. And look, even Rav was there, never said a word. And that's completely contrary to our Mishnah. And we you know, how do we do that? So he says, Laima k'shmuel s'vilei. What, did Rav hold like Shmuel? Right? So he says, no, it doesn't hold like Shmuel. Aval asukin boto inyan havu. They were busy with it the whole time. So what our Mishnah seems to say, that you can't write in the day and sign at night, so if you write at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then at 11 o'clock at night, you come and you sign the ketubah. But if you're busy in the inyan of the chatan's table, you're busy putting out the ketubah, and you go from there to the bedekin, from the bedekin to the chuppah, and the chuppah you're going to sign it, that's not called writing the day and signing at night. That means you're involved in the whole thing.
Considered one.
That's considered luck. That's while you're busy with it. That's what he says over here. Look at Rashi. Asukim b'to inyan havu. Michtiva v'ad chatima. V'afilu b'shtar shtaka. And other shtarot as well, he says. If other shtarot, if you're busy the whole time, in other words, you're baiting, you're busy filling it out, they're busy arguing over the content, suddenly becomes night time, and you sign it. So that's not called writing in the day and signing at night. So that is the Gemara. So that's what the Gemara wants to say over there. Right, the Tanya, because of right, Amrabi Lazar, Amrabar Rabbi Tzadok, Lo Shanu Ele Kishain Asukin Boto Inyan. When we learned in our Mishnah that you can't write to the dance on the night, that's when you aren't Asuk, you aren't busy the whole time. With the same, yeah, but Asukin Boto Inyan Kasher. Look at Rashi. The start had Nichlim Beyom, Nichlim Belayle Psulin. If they write to the day, it's like another Pasu, but Asukin Boto Inyan. But if you Asuk in the same Inyan, right, if you're busy with that Inyan the whole time, says Rashi over here. But they're hanging around, what can they do? They're waiting for the sofer to finish his job. Even though it falls into the night time, it's already got a voice, people know that it's there, it exists from the time it was written, right? They haven't got a problem whatsoever, and he sort of gives a nice new perspective to the way we understood the whole thing. And that much makes sense, because you can understand now how even though the Mishnah said that a star ketubah correct in the day and sign at night, how do you prepare the chatan table and then sign under the chuppah at night time? He has the answer. Because really, the ikkar is that you're busy with it the whole time. It's not that you signed it, you wrote to the morning, you forgot about it, you went away. If you're still busy with it, that's considered like one whole long period. Okay, we're back to the Mishnah. Mishnah the Rabbi Shua Machshir.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course.
If you look at the Mishnah
Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, he said Nechtav b'yom v'nechtam b'yom, b'lay nechtav b'layla v'nechtam b'layla, nechtav b'layla v'nechtam b'yom kasher, b'yom if it's written in the day v'nechtam b'layla it's pasul. And Rishu Machshir. So the Mishnah said if it was written in the day nechtav b'layla v'nechtam b'yom, b'yom nechtam b'layla mukdam hu, that's called the get mukdam, because the date on the get is going to be today's date. And when is the debt get signed? It's signed tonight, which is already tomorrow. Now the question is, when do we go after the get? Do we go after the get by the time of the signatures? Or do we go after the time of the writing? So we see that the kalocha is the get, we go after the get from the time that it arrives in the woman's hands, right? So it's going to arrive in your hands only tomorrow, but it's really got a date from today. Now if in the meantime, he went and sold produce that belonged to her, between now that he signed that the get was written and tomorrow when she gets the get, was he entitled to sell those that nichsei melog? Yes, because he wasn't divorced yet. Not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Yehuda said from the regular, Rabbi Shimon said from the regular that Natan Einav. Rabbi Shimon said, "Kesav Rabbi Shimon Kevin said Natan Einav legarsha." We will see in a moment, Rabbi Shimon. But Tanakama says nothing with Einav. Like Tanakama, we give him the time, we give her the get, and we give her the get. It's got yesterday's date on it. So now he went and innocently sold produce of her nichsei melog to somebody else. She now goes to that guy and says, "Listen, mister, see my dad, my get over here. I was divorced yesterday. You never had the right to buy that." And she just brings in her tractor or her truck and clears out the guy's warehouse. But the husband was entitled to sell it. It was rightful. The buyer, why is he suffering? He's not going to go and start bringing aid him to prove whatever the story was. So that's why we got a problem with the date being in the daytime and the get being signed at night. You're on mute.
Understand what you said. I understand about the fact of a get and that can have a real thing, but not in the Gemara. Yeah, you're not necessarily talking about a get. You're talking about documents.
No, we're talking about, okay, but we definitely talk about a get.
Right.
Look at Rabbi Shimon. Go to the Mishnah. Third line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Why does Shimon say Machshir? Shari Shimon Omer, Kol HaGitin, all other documents. Shenechtu b'yom, nechtu b'la lepsulin. He agrees with Tanakama on all other documents. Chutz mi Gitay Nashim. So as far as other documents are concerned, there's no machlokes whatsoever, they all agree. Even Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon just says to Tanakama, Mr. Rabbi, I don't agree with you, they're all Gitin. Chutz mi Gitin. Look at Rashi, why? Because he says, So that's why you understand. There's no machloket Selwyn on the other shtarot. Everyone agrees for that same reason, by the way. Because even a get, a star halva, same idea. If I lent you money, and one of my fields is underwriting that money, and now, and the loan was written this morning, but it was only signed tomorrow. And in the meantime, between now and tomorrow, I sold the field. I was entitled to that field because I hadn't yet got the loan from you. And I sold that field. And now you're going to come to me and say, well, I want my money. I'm going to say, what are you talking about? I don't know your money. We're going to argue, etc. Or whatever the case is. I haven't got the cash at the moment to pay you. You're going to go to the guy who bought the field from me and say, give me my field back. Look, here's my loan. My loan was preceded your contract. Same thing. So that's the idea of it. Let's carry on. So Rabbi Shimon's matir. Machshus. I'm a rabbi. My time, Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's reason? He says, Kesavar, Kevin, Shatan, and Ablegarsha, Shuv, and no payrot. Rabbi Shimon says, I don't care if it was only signed tomorrow. The fact that he instructed the software yesterday morning to write the get, even the get wasn't signed yet, that's the halacha. The moment he decides he's going to divorce her, he's got no claim to her, Nichsei Melog. It doesn't matter if it wasn't signed. Even if it took 3 months to sign, even if it took a year to sign, the moment that he ordered the software to write, he intended to divorce her, so the date's a good date for me then. Because the date shows his kavana. At least he might have had kavana even prior to going to the software. So in theory, he's actually entitled to not even yesterday, the day before, the week before, for the moment he decided. It took him a week to go to the, but at least from the date of the get, he wasn't entitled to it. So Amar Yesh Lakish, Lo Hichshir Rabbi Shimon El Altar. So he says, but listen, he says, Rabbi Shimon, he says, Lo Hichshir, right, El Altar. What does he mean over here? If he gave her the get immediately, Aval Mikan V'Rashrayam Im Lo, but if it took 10 days, for him to write that get, and then give it to them, then Rabbi Shimon wouldn't machshir the get. There was a long time. Even Rabbi Shimon wasn't happy to wait a long time, right? It was just immediate. Within a day or so. That's when Rabbi Shimon said the get's a kosher get. Why? Chayshina and Shema P.S. If it took so long, the get was hanging around his pocket. We go back to the beginning of the sugya. If it took so long for him to give her the get. So what's Rabbi Shimon concerned about? Rashi, Sheva Pes Ishto B'toch Kach, Uba Leva Have Get Yashan, because in the meantime they might have reconciled and had relations. Now, if you use a get, if you prepare a get before, and then you had relations with your wife after the get was already prepared, that's a get Yashan. Now you can't use that get, because now we come back to square one again, right? She might have fell pregnant, the date from way before, and in the meantime. She's pregnant, and now when she goes and remarries, and we see the date of the get, it was 3 months, and it was less than 3 months now, and it could be his child, the get becomes a pasul get. So that's what Rabbi Shimon said. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Afilu mikam rashayamim, imita defayes kale itle lemilta. Rabbi Yochanan is not so concerned about it. Rabbi Yochanan says, if these are people who are fighting all the time, remember, we're talking about a community where everyone's living on top of each other, not like today where you live like far apart from your neighbors. Okay? In the haim, let's call it, right? In the yeshuv of Etzah, everyone knew what was going on. And you and a woman was in Nida, and then you were clothes she was wearing and everything like that. Shesh Rabbi Yochanan, Karitle. She'ashcheinim v'ashcheinot. The neighbors, the men and women, shomim tiger v'tiktab shebeit ish le'ishto. They hear them fighting. They know the fights are going on. V'kashe yishkot et rivam. And when they suddenly stop fighting, akol margishim, everyone knows they stop fighting. So Shesh Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't care if it took them 10 days of the case, because we all know then that case is not going to get. There's a Tosfot read over here, which is worth looking at quickly. Tosfot read, it's about, the power just came on, is it? It's about, I don't know, about 29 Tosfot read. It's a Dibra Matkel, Amresh Lakish, Lohi Ichshe Vishimon, Edel Altar, Ava Mikan Vara Shavim Lo, Chashidan Shem Epiyet. Perush explains what it means. What does it mean? Shema Yitpayes Ima, Ve'enoro Tzele Garsha, Ve'lohi Vsida Perot. And therefore, he never actually lost the fruits. When do we say that from the moment he decided to divorce her, he hasn't got the fruit any longer? When he's got no regrets, he's absolutely adamant to divorce her. If he changed his mind, he doesn't want to divorce her. The fruits are his. Right? V'im nimlach od v'girsha v'get zeh, lo v'sida peirot, ele misha netina. And now what happens, now Rabbi Shimon says, listen, the moment the guy decides to divorce his wife from that moment, obviously he's got no right to any chesed melog anymore. Therefore, if you went and sold the fruits, and she goes to the guy and chaps them back, she's entitled from the date of the get at least. But she said, Rav Shmuel, that's only if he gave her the get. Like he wrote it yesterday, he signed it tomorrow. But if it took him 10 days, maybe in the meantime, he changed his mind, he had charot, doesn't want to divorce any longer. Once he changed his mind not to divorce her any longer, during that period now, he doesn't want to divorce her, he's entitled to the nechsei melog. And now he's going to sell them. But then he's going to end up divorcing her a week later with that same get. And now she's going to go and stalk the guy who bought the stuff in the meantime when it was his to sell. So in the first case, she was concerned that he was allowed to sell and she'd go back. And that's why we said that we don't want to use a get, Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon says she's entitled to go and claim the food. Why? Because when he decided to divorce her, it was no longer his. But now Rabbi Shimon says, on the contrary, she's not entitled to claim the fruits. Because in that intermediate time when he changed his mind, he was allowed to sell the food. And now if we use that get, we're going to let her go and claim from the date of the get, she's going to end up stealing from somebody else. Follow me? All right? So that is Rabbi Shimon's whole system here. On the one hand, he thought that she wasn't entitled to, and now he's scared that she might not be entitled to, and therefore we don't use that same get. Okay. Now, we saw this before, this machloket. Amar asara kit forget leishti. So we saw in yesterday's daf, it made a difference if he said the kulchem. You've all got to go and write the get, or only if he just told 10 guys to write the get. Okay? So he said, Amar asara kit forget leishti. 10 guys write this get for his wife. Amar biyochanan shnai mishum eidim v'kulam chshum tnai. So only two are eidim, and the rest are all part of the tnai. Why did it all sign? Because it was a tnai. He said to them all, look at Rashi, yeah? And Rabbi Yochanan Shnayim mitkaven achtom l'shem Eidim, right? V'chulam, all the others, lo echtim bo levayesh b'ray. Why do you want the other guys there? He wanted to embarrass them in front of a big group of people. They should all know what's going on here. But tonight, go into them and say, tonight, it's a condition of the get. To lo lehave gite ele imke nechut chot mi bo kulam. That's Rabbi Yochanan says. Rish Lakish says, no. Rish Lakish says, kulam mishum Eidim. They're all Eidim. Look at Rashi, mitkaven achtimam. He wants them all to sign as Eidim. Right? So Gemara says, wait a second. What's the case of here? He says, even if he said kulchem, so right now we're learning to the Mishnah. Already on Daf Samachva, we saw it the other day already. Amal asra akit v'get ishti echad kotev v'shtayim chotmi. The Mishnah says, mefurash le. Till 10 guys try to get in, two guys. So he says like this, but what is it? But didn't we learn? We learned to the Mishnah. Amal asra akit v'get ishti echad kotev v'shtayim chotmi. He says, no, you're right. And the Amr le Kuchem. I said Kuchem. So then was, okay, so now, my Beinai. What's enough coming over here? What's a my Beinai over here? Bein Mishum Tnai, Bein Mishum Eidim. Kulam Chichim Nachtom. Right, so whether it's Tnai, it's Eidim, you only have to sign. The Achinami, Tnai, Beseifa, Bahi Kuchem, Kitvu Get Ishti, Echalt Evo Kulam Chotmin. So what's a real enough coming? In other words, if all under any circumstances, whether we say it's a tnai or we say that it's eidut, we're going to have all 10 signed on the star anyhow. Right? Depends if they're all signed at the same time. Two signed today, and the next 8 come and sign over the next 10 days. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, because of a tnai, we only had 2 eidim. So it gets kosher. Why? Because we're going to cloud with the kitchen, remember? That all the eidim have to be at the same time. That's the klal of get. They've all been at the same time. But if they aren't eidim, so we don't have to worry so much about that. Umanda mishum eidim, and as Lakish says to the eidim, he'll say it's pasul. That's answer number one. Answer number two, the Gemara says, inami, another answer is, kagon shenim tzechad mehem karov pasul. If one of those 10 is a relative or a pasul eid. Right? Look at Rashi. The Kaim Lamas is the Halachit Sanhedrin. Daf Tetam and Aleph. Afilu May is 180 around. But Nimtza Achad Krov a Pasul Elutam Betayla. If one of those 80 are Pasul, 100 guys come together, and one is Pasul, the whole 80 is better. So here, if the all 10 are 80, so again, the man that we should Tnai Kasher. Contra B'Yochai says, because of a Tnai. As long as the first 2 80 we signed, we're okay. The rest we don't care about. It's only a Tnai. It's not 80. Whereas Lakish, Uleman Dama Mishum Eidim, he'll say that it is Pasul. Okay. Now, the question goes a little bit further. Ichatu Mitchile Karova Pasul. Amale Kasher, Amale Pasul. So now it goes like this. Now it will depend. If the two of the first 2 Eidim that sign We've got the karov of the pasul. So now what's the story? If the first two sign. Right? Look at Rashi Abiyah. I chatim betchila karov pasul. B'shnayim harishonim chatum ha-karov v'kunan chatumim bo v'yom. If they all sign on the same day, okay? But of the first two that signed, there we had the pasul ga or the karov of the relative. Karov pasul. Right? So now what do we say? Since we're going to have any contra b'yochanan, we only have to have 280, and the rest are all Tanai. So maybe these are the 280. And they've signed. It's lucky she says that, right? So look at what it says. Amrina kasher on a pasul. There's a machloket. Some say that it's kosher, some say it's pasul. Amrina kasher Tanai. Right? Those say that it's kosher, say Tanaihu. Amrina pasul, say, right? So that's Rabbi Yochanan will say, it doesn't matter. Look at Rashi. Amrina kasher. Lamad amishum Tanai, Rabbi Yochanan, I'm saying Rabbi Yochanan. Afagab de ichtam bereisha kerbu pasul. Even though the first guy signs, he's pasul. Doesn't make a difference. He says, oh, pasul, ha'edutit kayem beruim le'edut. We'll still allow two of the kosher edim to be edim, because all we need is two edim. When 100 guys were all edim, and one there was a psul, so that was a problem. But if we only need two edim over here, 10 guys signed, so we'll choose two guys who aren't, and we'll say, you the edim. And all the others will be part of the Tanai. Because the question is, what's that? We enter now into the idea of the guy who appointed in the first place. We say, Mistoma, when he said, you guys, I want you all to go and write the get, he was saying, and the guys who are going to be Aidim are going to be kosher Aidim. He wouldn't have asked for pasul Aidim because he wanted a get. So Mistoma, if he had known that the one guy was a pasul, he said, I want you to be an Aid. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. I mean, a pasul and Resh Lakish, who says that it's all Eidut, he'll say pasul. Why? Because even if we allow this to happen, we've got a concern over here. That in Gittin, we normally a bit makil, right? With Gittin because of Aguna, right? We've got a concern that if we don't be hard to Resh Lakish, people start thinking that even in a regular shtar, if we haven't got kulas, we can start playing this whole story of Rashi. Atlichlufa b'shtarot ta'alma, tekevan tahatam bereisha, people think, the guy, the first two who signed, they were the Aidim. They're not realizing that there is this idea that really not even Resh Lakish over here. Just the one who, even if we all hold of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan might even say, even within Rabbi Yochanan, you know that, it doesn't have to be a Resh Lakish. I'm scratching Resh Lakish over here. I think I'm not making this up. I think I even saw this in the Tosfot I read. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Michan. You know what? The Kamalan, I'm not sure, but I would venture to say that even if the Machloket here, just in Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going so far to even if the Machloket is just in Rabbi Yochanan says that it's a Tanai. Then even Rabbi Yochanan, There would be a machloket around Rabbi Yochanan. Do we say that if the first two sign and one of them is a pasul, will it be batel or not? So one opinion will say, yes, no problem, because everyone knows if Mishtomi, he didn't want that guy to be an aid and other guys are aiding. Where there'll be another opinion that say, no, even though Rabbi Yochanan allows other people to be aiding, because this guy was one of the first two to sign, we'll have a problem. People will start thinking that, pasul aid can be a kosher. They won't realize that the other eight who are signing are really the aiding and not... And not one of the other eight are going to be an eight as well. This guy's just part of it tonight. I think that's the Yehuda Amalehu La Asara. So go to my Saviya. Says the Asara. And Rashi points out Yehuda Asara Kulchem. He says all of you, right? Kit will get Leishti. Right, the get for his wife. Chatum Bei Trei Minayi Yome. Two signed on the one day. It took 10 days for the rest of the guys to all come and sign. So now Atla Kamed Rabbi Shubin Lady. So now Shana Alter Rabbi Shubin Lady. Marder writes, he says, what? He says, Kedai hu Rabbi Shimon yismoch alav b'shat atchak. He says, you know what? We can rely on Rabbi Shimon b'shat atchak. What did Rabbi Shimon say? That when, because now we want kuchim. So kuchim, all the edim. So we want all the edim to sign now. And the edim are signing over a period of time. They aren't signing on the same day. Right? So he says, look at Rashi. Kishkrad Rabbi Shimon, the matnitin, the amar nechta v'yom nechta nalayla kasher. Rabbi Shimon said that. So you can yismoch alav b'shat atchak. Shehalach zeh ledarko, or niset kvar begetzes. What is he saying? In a case where the husband's already left, the edim all gone, the woman's already gone and got married, right? So in a case like this, we're not going to make a children of Zayim, we'll say we'll run a shimon b'shalach chak, even though we never all the edim signed at the same time. I think I saw Rashi. where I saw something, some comment, was a Tosfot or Tosfot read over here, that they all should have been there at the same time. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Shnai Mishum Eidim, Nathat Deich, Hakad Yom HaKol HaKot Min Tichach Imay Techad Meim Nathat Minak. Okay, I don't know, by, okay, bottom line, but anyhow, the Tosfot does have, yeah, the Kamen Rabbi Yochanan, Shakir Shabbi Yochanan, Loch Rabbi Yochanan, the Kamen Rabbi Yochanan, Shemach Shikrov Psu. Halokh Bilak Rabbi Yochanan, and even here he says that, even though in a case of Kuchim, now let me just try and pick up the Mishnah maybe.